Turning to Hong Kong now, where a street protest movement demanding changes to enable free elections has been going on for the past 2 months. Those demonstrations, like so many these days, have been heavily documented in international media and online, as demonstrators armed with cell phone cameras post images to social media. But one artist has taken a different approach to documenting the campaign. Wendy Tang caught up with him in Hong Kong.
Harvey Chan is a 56-year-old illustrator who has been attending the protests since they began in September and recording what's been going on. He was there when the police tried to break up the demonstrations with tear gas, and he's particularly impressed with how the leaders of the protests stopped the situation from descending into violence.
We are inspired by the spirit of the students, or their maturity, and maybe not so much about the tear gas, but more about, because I think we follow them when they start their strike before the big tear gas things. I would like to come to support as much as I can. And my people who are taking all the pain, like physical pain, that beyond our imagination, being attacked by the police with all kind of weapons. And they're not fighting back a lot. Most people are not. I think I admire them the most.
Harvey, who is from Hong Kong but studied in Canada before returning home to work as an illustrator and teach the subject, says that he felt that he had to do his part in joining the protest, as using his artistic skills was the best way he knew how. He thinks that thanks to the protests, a great many people have engaged with the way that Hong Kong is being run for the first time.
Some people maybe did not pay much attention to politics and all that in the past, but we sort of awakened by the movement, and we try to learn more and stay informed with what's going on and come here personally to actually see and to feel what's like here.
But not everyone is supporting the demonstrators, with a growing impatience from the businesses in Hong Kong about the disruptions.
The first few days, when it was the first week, yeah, it was a bit scary. It was like too many people outside.
And it caused a lot of traffic jamming, like especially in Hong Kong Island.
I think it's always been anticipated. It can't go on indefinitely. In fact, it's surprising it's gone on as long as it has, actually.
Very bad things happening right now. So what I want to see is like Hong Kong is being united together.
They can't stay on the streets forever, right? And I don't think Beijing really cares what is happening here now. So I don't think they are changing anything now. So maybe it's time to go.
In response to the concerns of residents, police cleared the main protest site on Thursday. This happened mostly peacefully.
Hi, I'm Malik Chen. I'm 27 years old. I have been staying here since September 29.
What makes you keep coming back to the protest site here, despite we're hearing that some Hong Kong people are feeling tired of the movement?
We are trying to make things right. We're trying to fight for the democracy. We're just trying to express our views on what the Chinese government is proposing to us. Every year we came out for parade and demonstrations. Nothing changed, and they don't even listen to us. We have to move forward to try to make them listen to us.
And it's the protesters such as Alex that have been the subject of Harvey Chan's sketches, which try and capture the essence rather than the detail of what's going on.
I think the drawing is what I express, what I feel, what I try to maybe document about the whole atmosphere. And hopefully the drawing would be able to just pass on to people to let the world know more about it, what I see, how I feel. Today I'm dying to draw some of the people faces, but because it would take a long time too, right, to capture the emotions and stuff. So maybe that's why I chose not to draw the faces, because if I draw like all 1,000 of them, it would take a couple of years. But maybe that would be my future project.
And as Harvey thinks about his future and considers plans to display his sketches from the demonstrations, the protesters, now moved on from their camp at Admiralty, are also considering their next step.
My name is Apple, and my first name is Miss Ho. I'm a student studying in the college. In this movement, mainly we're implanting to people's mind that a democracy for Hong Kong is a must. This movement won't end because of just clearing by the police. People can still come out at the weekends. We can do the civil disobedience continuously in different ways. I hope there won't be a lot of hurts. I don't want any bloods anymore, but it might not be as good as I think, but I still hope the police can be more nice to us because we are just students and actually we won't attack them. We just stay here peacefully to express our opinion.
As much as a lot of people see this as a failure, that we couldn't get any solid change from Beijing or the Hong Kong government, they're making a historical movement here that would affect the rest of the world, Taiwan and eventually China too. People know what we're doing here.
Do you feel like you're watching a significant moment in Hong Kong history right now?
Oh, definitely, yes. Well, we've never seen so many people come out to express themselves in Hong Kong or express their opinions. And there's so much to listen to see. This is a big history for Hong Kong. I think they pretty much invent a new way to do something parallel to what's happening in the whole world, to fight for democracy, for the fairness of the societies in the most peaceful way.